Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. Introverts make up an estimated 25 to 40% of the world population. Because of their shy and reserved nature, they tend to be misunderstood in a culture that generally favors extroversion. The good news is that introverts can bypass these issues and shine in the world by tapping into their unique strengths. To help us learn more about how introverts can do this, I invited Janice Chaka. Janice is a career and life coach for introverts. She's also a speaker, author, and seasoned HR professional. By tapping into her experience as an introvert and her corporate experience as an HR consultant, Janice has been helping introverted women flourish in every aspect of their life and achieve their personal version of success. During our conversation, Janice shares her expertise on how introverts can not only overcome the obstacles that they face in the workplace and social sphere, but how they can thrive and be appreciated for their subtle yet powerful traits. If you consider yourself to be an introvert, you definitely don't want to miss this episode. Hi, Janice. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. I'm glad that we were able to connect today to speak about introversion and how we can learn to use our introverted qualities to our advantage in our work and personal life. You know, as someone who leans more towards the introverted side of the spectrum, I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this topic.
Oh, I'm excited. This is my favorite topic to talk about, and I think it's underutilized, but it's not talked about enough in a positive light. And so that's my role today.
Exactly, exactly. So before we dig in, let's get to know you a little better. So you started your career in human resources, and at some point after experiencing some breakthroughs, you decided to quit your corporate job and transition into entrepreneurship. So could you please tell us a little bit about those breakthroughs that you had and how they led you to become a career coach for introverts?
Wow. That's an interesting question. So yeah, I still kind of work in HR for the longest while, and I worked in different countries, and I worked for a company where the expectation was very much, if it's your birthday, you go out and have dinner with everyone in the office. And, even if you didn't speak to them, and you would go on vacation together and hang out at the weekends, and everything was very involved as far as work was concerned, and to the point where promotions or anything of that nature was almost integrally tied into how much you communicated and were conversational and let your life be controlled by work sort of thing. And I didn't realize at the time that this was a problem for me. I just thought it was maybe a cultural fit difficulty. And then I ended up leaving that company and working as a freelancer for a while. And my productivity went through the roof. And I realized that I enjoyed being at home or having silence to work in. And I ended up then sort of traveling with it because I like to travel and I have friends in different countries. And because I was working only online, I used it as a way to visit people and to work. And so I then read the book by the book Quiet. And
yes, I read that.
I was like, oh.
Yes, great book.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's why this and that and the other. And so on and so forth. And because of this, I ended up doing workshops on networking for introverts around the world, and I found they were most popular in Southeast Asia. And I ended up doing a meetup by accident. My meetup was kind of new at that time, and a friend of mine was doing an expat meetup. And so we like to do experiments. So I was like, oh, I'll just do one that's like networking for introverts and see how many people turn up. And I booked out a little space that was for 12 people, and 50 people turned up.
Wow.
And we took over the entire bakery. And so there's obviously a need there. And so it kind of grew from there. And because I have such a background in HR and I see the interview process and how the promotion process works in a lot of corporate cultures, it's really biased towards extroverts. There's a lot of things that you need to do as sort of networking and or managing your boss and that sort of thing, where extroversion is the plus point and introversion is seen as a negative. And so part of what I've ended up doing being a career coach is helping people get the skills or learning how to deal with their introvert battery and managing up with their manager so that they can still get that promotion, still work in corporate and be happy, or leave and start their own business. It tends to be about 50-50. And so I ended up doing that because of my background in HR, realizing there was a need and realizing it was far too late on life that I was an introvert.
Right, right. Susan Cain, in her book Quiet, she calls it a revolution. You know, introverted people can feel really misunderstood. And I think that they really need a platform where they can express the, you know, the issues that they go through. And yeah, and I think people like you, you know, we need people like you to help them out and to give them a voice.
Yeah, and on point of misinformation, I know that the Cambridge Dictionary, admittedly, at the start of this year, it said shy, quiet, and unable to make friends. They've now updated it where it still says shy and some other things. And so if you're someone who's looking for some answers and you come across a dictionary or just things online, you get a lot of misinformation out there that is very negative. If you look at all the words surrounding introvert and introversion, it tends to be hermit, loner, those sort of words. And if you look at extrovert, it tends to be happy, charismatic.
Exactly.
And that's not the case.
So, I mean, what are the key differences between introverted behavior, shyness, and low self-confidence? Are there any commonalities or are they completely different? Like, because I think people get all of these terms mixed up or, you know, and that's how they can, introverted people get misunderstood.
Yeah, I very much agree. So with introversion, it's a case of how you manage your social battery. And so for introverts, they recharge by spending alone time or maybe with one or two people. If it's a big group of people, there's almost too much stimulation almost, and they find it very draining. Whereas you'll find extroverts thrive on other people, and that's where they get their energy from. They like talking to big throngs of people and that sort of a thing. And so with introversion and extroversion, it's about your energy and how you recharge. With social anxiety, it tends to be a case of the social part is the anxiety part, even with one person, never mind with 18 people. So it's a slightly different thing. And then with shyness, it's just a case of like not knowing or not. With shyness, it tends to be more of a case of not knowing and overthinking what other people might be thinking about you and what they think and how they perceive you, as opposed to introversion, where it's just about, I'm fine what you think about me. It's just it takes a little time for me to warm up, or I just need to talk to one person or three people.
Right. And I think also, I mean, shyness and low self-confidence, I think it comes down to, you know, not feeling good about yourself, having low self-esteem. And that's kind of what keeps you away from people. I mean, you could be an extrovert, a shy extrovert. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I know a couple of them.
Right, right. So, I mean, you could be an introvert with perfectly, who has, you know, high self-esteem, who feels confident about themselves, but you just prefer to spend more time by yourself, you know?
Yes.
Right. So what are the main challenges that introverted people face in the workplace and in their personal life?
In the workplace, there tends to be the if you tell someone that you're an introvert, they already put you in a box. And so they already assume a lot of things about you. Whereas what tends to be the case is introverts, for example, if you're in a meeting, don't ask an introvert off the bat what they think about a certain thing. Most introverts like to go away, think about something, and then come back and give you an answer. But if you put them on the spot, you don't get the best from that introvert. So that's not the best way to do things. The other thing in the workplace is a lot of workplaces are very much about networking. And introverts are extremely good at networking one-on-one because you feel like you have the whole attention and all of that thing. But they don't like the small talk. They want to have in-depth conversations. They want to grow friendships, which is invaluable when it comes to networking, but not how networking is done in general in some countries. And because in some countries, the general thing with networking is very much these questions like, what do you do? Where are you from? And they're very kind of, they're meant to make a connection, but they're just things that trip off people's tongues. And it's something that I brought up, especially in podcasting. I was at an event and someone was very much like, oh, okay, so what do you do? And I'm like, I'm more than what I do. I'm a human being that has many different things. Why don't you ask me about my favorite book or something of that nature? You would learn more about me by asking that question instead of what I do. And especially in a career, if you're looking to change careers and someone says, what do you do? And you say, accountant, they're only going to think about you as an accountant. It doesn't matter if you want to be a graphic designer, they will already put you in that box. And so that is one of the other problems that you get as an introvert with a career and sort of managing your manager. If you have an extroverted manager, their expectations are very different from what you deliver. And so you learn to how to deliver something that works with your manager and that your manager sees what you're doing. Because introverts are very much like, we'll get on and do whatever we do. We won't shout about it from the rooftop. But your manager doesn't know what you do. And so you have to be aware of how to tell your manager what you're doing without feeling like you're selling yourself. And as far as the personal side of things is concerned, having the extrovert family or an extrovert partner, I kind of call it training your extrovert, because you might know what you need, but don't assume that other people know what you need. You need to be vocal about, hey, I need this, but for this reason. And you need to explain the reason of people assume things. So if you need time alone after an event, say, I need time alone to recharge because it is draining. Not, I need time alone because people, you know, will think all sorts of things. So you need to express what you need and why you need it. And then people will have a better understanding about you and introversion.
Right. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I never used to like going for these traditional networking events or even these parties, you know, those big soirees that people have. And I was just, I used to get drained with all the small talk. And now that you mention it, I'm just like, yes, that's absolutely true. That is one of the defining traits of an introvert. We like more in-depth conversation. So yeah, I mean, thanks for bringing that up because I had a light bulb moment.
Yay!
So, I mean, I think you briefly touched on this. How can extroverts be more sensitive to the needs and the nature of introverts? I know one of the things you mentioned is that as introverts, we need to educate them. We need to let them know what our needs are. Is there anything else that they can do? I mean, extroverts.
For extroverts and for anyone, actually, this isn't an introvert-extrovert thing. It's just a people thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's an individual. Yes. Everyone is what they are. Listen to them. I think we don't spend enough time listening. And I don't mean just listening. I mean actually listen and not be thinking what you want to say next, because we do that a lot. And I still do it. It's hard to train yourself not to. But be present. And when someone's saying something and you think you understand, but you don't really, don't make assumptions, ask further questions. So if someone says to you, I need a moment to think about that, don't make an assumption that they don't know what they're doing or they don't know what to say. Just say, why do you need time? Or is there anything I can help with? And just listen to people as far as don't be thinking about what you want to say next. Listen to what they're saying, think about it, and then come up with a response. And that's not an introvert extrovert thing. I think that's just an everyone thing.
Yeah. I really like that. So kind of just being sensitive to people, you know, to what they're saying and respecting the fact that, you know, other people are different and they might need different, they have different requirements.
Yes. and we have different expectations. And it's all about sort of dealing with what people's expectations are and adjusting them appropriately.
Right, right. You know, and I came across this quiz the other day. I just wanted to ask you about it. It was on YouTube. It was one of those quizzes that you could do. And it was about what kind of introvert you are. Apparently, there are four different kinds of introverts. And I was wondering if you knew anything about that. And what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know the exact quiz that you were on about. I do know about a quiz that gives back 14 different types of personalities. And within that, there are different types.
Uh-huh.
So as far as I know, there might be sort of thinkers, doers, strategic thinkers, you know, that sort of level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I know a lot about it because I don't necessarily subscribe to them. I do know they are helpful, and some people definitely have light bulb moments when they take them. But we are also trained by our nature and our nurture and what happens to us and our experiences. So take them with a grain of salt.
Right. Right. No, because I'm mentioning it because I had a lot of breakthroughs when I read what type of introvert I am. You know, I'll definitely add the link somewhere in the interview description so that people can check it out and, you know, you can check it out for yourself. It's very interesting. Yeah, I just think it will just add another layer to the awareness that we have about our introversion and how we could kind of create a lifestyle that suits our needs and our requirements. So,
knowledge is good.
Absolutely. So, what can introverted people do to embrace their introversion and tap into their unique strengths and use it to their advantage? Do you have any ideas on that?
What I would say is take some time and think about what gives you energy. For some people, it's meditation. For some people, it's walking outside. For some people, it's reading for 10 minutes. And during that time that gives you energy, think about, on the opposite side, things that drain you. Is it phone conversations? Is it writing emails? Is it doing video? Is it a certain chore that you don't like doing? And think about how you can balance your life between the things that you don't like doing and drain your energy and things that you do like doing that give you energy and bring you joy, and how you can maybe move things around in your life to find that balance, that so you do something draining and then next you do something that's fulfilling. That can help. I don't know. Can you just repeat the question again? So I make sure.
It was actually a two-part question. The first part was, you know, how can introverted learn to embrace their introversion, and how can they use their unique strengths to their advantage?
And to use your unique strength, figure out what your strengths are.
That is unique to introversion.
Tends to be listening and going away and analyzing things and wanting deeper connections with people. And so the ideal thing is to do something or have a section of your work or your life that encourages that deeper connection with people. So it could be charity work. For me, I do a lot of charity work and I get to do it remotely, which is awesome. And then letting people know that, yes, you're an introvert, and but you're still badass and you do all of these wonderful things. Because I think there's not enough introverts in the world that are standing up and saying, this is what I do and I'm awesome and I'm still an introvert. Yay me. And that way it helps other people know and other introverts know, other people who think they might be an introvert but don't want to say so, that you can be successful and you can have a happy life and you can be balanced and all those other things while still being an introvert. It is not... There's so many times I get, when I tell people that I'm an introvert coach, they're very much like, oh, so you've gotten over your introversion. I'm like, it's not a cold. It's who I am. I have to get over or fix. I am not broken. And it's fine. You have the issue. And we're going to talk about that right now. So, be an inspiration to other people and specifically other introverts, but just other people.
Right. And, you know, I'd like to add to that, also kind of working with any, you know, any beliefs that you have about your introversion? Like, for example, I mean, I grew up in a family full of extroverts, and because of that, I felt like I was misunderstood. They were always like, oh my goodness, you're shy. You don't, you know, I mean, I didn't even come out to cut my birthday cake when I was a kid. That's how shy I was. So I think it took me a while to kind of realize that there really isn't anything wrong with me, that this is my temperament. This is how I am. And I think people who grew up in such an environment, if they were in an extroverted environment, kind of removing those labels and seeing and embracing who they are, their genuine, authentic self. And if introversion is part of that, then I think that they should embrace that, you know? So I think that's really important.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a wrap for today's interview. Janice, thank you so much for making the time to speak with us today.
You're very welcome. It's been really interesting.
Yeah, it has been. And before we close this, could you please let my listeners know how they can learn more about you and your offerings?
Oh, sure. You can find me on almost every social media channel at The Career Introvert. So my website is thecareerintrovert.com. And then anything else, you'll be able to find me either at The Career Introvert or Career Introvert.
Okay, perfect. Thanks again, Janice, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.